141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a huge night of European qualification action. Rangers are away to Dynamo Kiev, hoping to move towards the Champions League. On the domestic front, Nicholas Kuhn is warning the best is yet to come from Celtic after their opening day victory. And the first weekend in the Premiership was rounded off last night with Aberdeen beating St Johnstone in Perth. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Simon Donnelly and Gordon Dalziel. How good was it to be back over a proper weekend under our belts? This summer feels like a long time ago.
Yeah, it was great. Great to be back on Saturday for the opening league games. A little bit of a slow burner on Saturday. We didn't get a lot of excitement, but it lived up to it on Sunday. You know, you started off with the Dundee derby, then you looked at Celtic. I thought they were excellent. St Mirren are on fire just now. And everyone that supports St Mirren and Paisley will be delighted with what's going on there, and rightly so. And then I sat down to watch St Johnstone Aberdeen last night. Wasn't too convinced it was going to be a classic, but I really enjoyed it. And the one thing I always keep saying, Gordon, it was a bumper crowd at McDermott Park. So we've now got European football tonight. Massive game for Rangers.
Yeah, just as Daz said there, a bit of a slow start. Tuned into you guys on Saturday and you were away off on a tangent in the afternoon because it was severe lack of goals.
Sounds like something we would do.
Yeah, at Motherwell in the afternoon, but it really hit up in the Sunday. I watched the Dundee derby. I thought it was some really good goals. New attacking players in the Dundee United team. I thought the young kid Thompson stuck out for me. And then St Mirren take off from their fine form in Europe last week with another great result at home. And then I covered, obviously, the Celtic game myself. Celtic have started really well, looked really strong against the Kilmarnock team on the back of a disappointing night in Europe, maybe a wee bit leggy, and Celtic took advantage of that. And then, as Daz says there, I quite enjoyed the game last night as well. A couple of teams going for it. St Johnstone tried to nick it in the end, but Aberdeen just too strong.
Come on then, 0141 951 1025. That is the number you need in terms of what's happening right now. We are under an hour away from kickoff for you Rangers fans. Dynamo Kiev, the opponents, leg one of this Champions League qualifier. How do you feel about the big game tonight? Can you get yourself up for it? These games are so important at this stage of the season. We've been through this before, but you were all pretty down about things at the weekend. I'm having a quick look at social media. I don't detect too much love for that Rangers team that's been chosen to start the game tonight as well. But even if it is a case of fearing the worst, maybe you can find some optimism. We'll take all the opinions that you've got there. So 0141 951 1025. How do you feel about tonight? Yes, it's going to be tough, but at this stage of European or Champions League qualification, Rangers' route doesn't look as bad as it could be. Can you find any optimism, or are you still bemoaning the lack of options in certain areas of that pitch? Let us know how you're feeling generally. Any of your thoughts about the game, 0141 951 1025. Give us a call right now and let us know what you're thinking. I'll set the scene for you if you so wish, because maybe you've not heard the team. And I think the big headline is that the summer signing, Robin Proper, lots of you hoped he would play tonight. He doesn't. He's on the bench. So that means Rangers line up with Butland and goal, a back four of Tavernier, Suter, Balogun and Yilmaz. A midfield three of Barron, Diamandé and Lawrence. And it's Scott Wright and Ross McCausland providing the support for Cyril Dessers in attack. What do you make of that? How frustrating is it that Proper doesn't make the starting 11 for you this evening? I think he is on the bench though. Yeah, he is, along with the likes of Vaslav Cherny, who's in there as well, a summer signing. So give us your thoughts, please. 0141 951 1025. A massive night, Gordon.
Yeah, a bit surprised with the starting lineup, I've got to say. Two changes from Tynecastle, obviously. Balogun goes in there. Proper, I think every Rangers fan was hoping that he was going to make it. But I think Balogun's a better option than Davies. I thought he had a poor, poor game at the weekend. But Cherny, you're talking about, come on, at Tynecastle. He's been brought in, big reputation. It's a massive game, and he's gone for McCausland and Wright. I don't think the Rangers fans before the season started thought, and I don't think they could have picked that Rangers team at all. I know they've got injuries to Cortes again, unfortunately for a lad, he had to limp off just after half time against Hearts. But I'm quite baffled with that Rangers team, if I'm honest, especially in the wide areas.
Is that the mood you're getting, Simon, in terms of there's not... Well, we're about to find out, I think, between now and kickoff, but so far it just doesn't seem like the Rangers fans are arriving at this up for it or confident in feeling that what under normal circumstances would be a relatively good route to the competition. Still tough, but it could have been worse. But I just don't detect a lot of optimism out there. Maybe I'll be wrong.
No, I think this team will prove to be no mugs as well. I think they scored 9 goals in the last round against Partizan. Just touching on what Daz is saying there about the front three, obviously McCausland coming back in, is the lad cheering up to speed. He's came off the bench at the weekend. You know, there'll be fans out there who argue that he should be, but he doesn't start tonight, and you're going over the ground again with the likes of Scott Wright and players like that. So that maybe that's where the frustration will come from, the Rangers fans out there. But it's a massive night. It's a massive tie for them to try and get through and qualify for this Champions League. But I think it's a severe test tonight.
Well, how do you feel, Rangers fans? 01419511025. That is the number that you need. I've read you the team. How do you feel about it? Is that the team that can kick Rangers on towards the Champions League? Or are you feeling it's lacking in certain areas? Not the player's fault, I'm sure, but proper and Cherny not ready to start yet. Is that frustrating as well when you arrive in a game of this magnitude? All of your thoughts, please. You know where we are, usual number, or Twitter at Clyde SSB. Celtic fans, we're going to hear from Nicholas Kuhn. He's promising the best is yet to come. Have you got high hopes for him this season? It's another day where there's more talk about Matt O'Reilly, nothing confirmed and nothing concrete. I wonder how you feel. Give us your daily update on your thoughts on Matt O'Reilly's situation. Any Aberdeen fans want to share your joy at winning your opening day fixture last night? You can do. And anything else at all, 01419511025. Let's go Graham, who's in Easterhouse. How do you feel about your team's chances tonight, Graham?
No chance, mate. See that team in this pick tonight? They couldn't beat Ross County or Dundee last year, on for the league. Couldn't beat them. I brought in Cherney, Proper. I've got Danilo's done a pre-season. Cherney was in the Euros. Can he be unfit? Proper's done a pre-season at 20. Can he be unfit? Danilo must have done the same pre-season. And then he's got that Dessers, McCausland, Wright, and that team. Suter. What's happening? We have no chance, mate.
I don't know about no chance, but I totally agree with Graham. I was sort of baffled with that. I'm fed up with this players coming in, then they're not quite ready to go. Listen, this is a massive game for Rangers. He is fit, there's no doubt about that. Cherny, come on at the weekend. You're not telling me he can't play tonight for 60, 70 minutes and then maybe bring on a Scott Wright or a McCausland. That's what he's been brought in for, the big games. Balogun, I think, does well in there. I think he allows Rangers to go up the pitch with his pace. Ben Davies never cut it at the weekend and obviously gets substituted. But you've brought in a centre-back with a good reputation, comes with good experience. Big game, get them in. I totally agree with Graham and the team, but I wouldn't go as far as to say that they've no chance.
There's a quote last night, and I think we read it out on the show. Forgive me if I've remembered that incorrectly, but I just knew the Rangers fans would jump all over it, and I was then waiting patiently to see if he was in the team today, Robin Proper, because last night Philippe Clement said Robin Proper is fit, but he's had a busy few days off the pitch. He has had to sort since arriving in Scotland with his family, and that might be a perfectly reasonable explanation, and maybe we're all being unfair, but the internet did its thing, and Twitter was very funny last night, and Rangers fans were all over it going, what does that mean? Is he sticking his flat pack furniture from IKEA together so he can't play? You know, what's he doing? And the memes and some of the stuff doing the rounds were very, very funny, except tonight it's a lot less funny if you're a Rangers fan, because it's serious and you think, well, Robin Proper is fit.
Yeah,
that's the word. Because if you're not fit, like, fair enough, can't play guys that are not fit. Robin Proper is fit was the opening sentence there. What has he had to do that would stop him going into a defence that, based on Saturday really needs him.
See, I don't buy into that excuse. Now let Simon have his opinion on
because
it.
You can't build flat pack furniture.
100%.
I'm with you there.
I'd still be there. But when you come into a club like Rangers and you're signed, the club look after everything for you. There's people in there to do that job, settle you into the house, get whatever you want, get the family in, so you can solely concentrate in football.
Yeah.
And that's what he's here to play. He's an experienced player. I'm baffled with that decision. I thought he'd have been in tonight. I don't buy that excuse. I think it's a lame excuse for me. I look at Danilo, for instance, as well. I don't know if he's going to be the answer. He doesn't even go off the bench at the weekend. You know, they brought in Tierney. I thought he looked lively when he came on, looked nice and
but
nice.
But that is a bit more understandable. If Philippe Clement, his medical staff, Tierney are saying he's just not quite ready to start, that might be frustrating, but it's understandable. The proper one is harder for Rangers fans to swallow because they're told he's fit, but they're told he's had a busy few days since moving over.
But especially back to McCausland. McCausland wasn't seen at the weekend, was he? Right? So Tierney has had more game time under his belt this weekend leading into Tuesday. Look, the manager picks the team. The Rangers fans love this manager. Fine. I say I'm baffled with the team, and I think a lot of Rangers fans will be the same, but I certainly won't write them off.
I'll always caveat it by saying maybe we are being unfair. Maybe we don't know the exact picture, Graham, but is the proper one the one that's frustrating you most?
Both of them are getting at the Euros. You can't get that unfit in 3 weeks, mate. It must be up to a decent level. You can give him an hour, 70 minutes. Proper must be fit. You know what he said last week? I don't want to play him because he doesn't know the players. But give him a football, mate. It's not give a chair. But you're just pissed about a guy with the same jersey as you. What's hard about that? It's no rocket science. I'll say something, Gordon. You don't win games of football with Dessers, Scott Wright, McCausland and Souter in your team. You just don't, and that's it. That's a fact. Shocking.
Graham, why you went for Souter? Is I take it you've not been impressed with him? No, I'm just asking you a question. I tend to agree with you. I think Souter at times is a very good player, but he gets dragged about for me.
He's a very good player. John Shaw's a very good player.
I think at times he is, yeah. But what I will do is I'll agree with you slightly.
Very good.
I'll agree you slightly that he gets dragged about a little bit. I thought the two centre backs in the first half against Hearts at Tynecastle were all over the place. I really did.
The big boy for Motherwell last year threw him about like a teenager, mate. And it wasn't the first time. He got ragdolled every time he came up a game up. Tries to get in front of defenders and he's good at Hearts when they're under pressure. He does five or six blocks, he can beat two or three and on, and he's been a standout. But try and play for Rangers when you're not under that much pressure and you get caught on the break, he's not got a clue, mate.
Oh, Graham, you don't sound like you're looking forward to this one. Just going to watch the soaps instead.
Not the bookies in there for a few quid on Kiev minus a goal, mate.
Oh, jeez, he's betting again. He said gamble responsibly, so I don't have to. I like that. Thanks to Graham and Easterhouse. Before the Champions League qualifiers have kicked off, you should not be feeling that way about them.
No.
That would be like the general rule. You
there should be
excited about the incentive.
There should be an excitement about it.
Graham,
isn't
he?
Backing against these.
By the way, I tell you what, I am surprised that he left Tavernier out that as well, because he seems to come into the firing line.
I think it's a knock-on effect of, obviously, the weekend, they didn't go off to the best of starts. The situation round about their stadium, just everything at the start of this season has been negative for Rangers. And they're looking at these new players coming in to try and enhance the team.
Yeah.
And they're not starting.
And arguably
the biggest game of their season, to try and get through into the Champions League,
and all the
these
money
guys aren't
that
starting.
It brings. Let's thank Graham. He's away already. He's off out to take his mind off it. What about Justin? Also a Rangers fan, how do you feel? You can't be as down about it as Graham was.
He stole my thunder. What I will say is I don't agree with Souter. I think Souter's a bit more dynamic, similar to what Gordon was saying. I think he's more dynamic. I think he brings ball at defence better, but I think he needs somebody calmer and somebody with better organisational skills run about him, and that's obviously in Clement's eyes proper. I'm surprised he's not starting, but the two that are baffling for me, one of them was there last week, Scott Wright, and McCausland. I don't understand why Gordon kind of stole my thunder a wee bit as well. If the new right winger is there and he plays minutes against Hearts last week, surely to God you'd be better playing him for 60 minutes from the start and getting what you can out of him, and then bringing somebody like McCausland on if he runs out of steam later on in the game, rather than starting with McCausland, who's not kicked a ball for us yet this season, and then Scott Wright on the other side, who we've been trying to get out the club for the last 18 months, who's, with the greatest of respect in the world, get a couple of good touches in him. But that's it. He's a kind of one-trick pony. You've got Ney Danilo. Again, don't understand that last week. I'm not going to get into Cyril Dessers because he tried again last weekend and he was unlucky with a header and his positioning. But, you know, we look as if we're a damp squib before we even start. I don't understand. I really don't get it. And it's frustrating. You're 100% right. It's frustrating because games like this, you should be getting into excited, positive and looking forward to it instead of nervous, feeling the worst. It's concerning.
I think what's maybe quite telling, Gordon, I'm having a look at social media, listening to Justin and Graham. Cyril Dessers is so often the whipping boy for Rangers fans, and yet it seems tonight, based on what I'm reading and what I'm hearing, that he's the least of Rangers' problems. You know what I mean? He's nailed on to start tonight. People don't really have a problem with that. It's everything that's happening round about him.
Only my opinion, Gordon. Sorry, and you can disagree with it, but I would play Dessers all day long. Now, I looked at his performance at the weekend. He could have easily walked off that pitch with a hat-trick. I thought two occasions he was a little bit unlucky. You maybe argue, well, he should have stuck one in the back of the net, but he was there. He was a danger. I think he's had a decent pre-season. So I would have played Dessers. There's no doubt about it. I would have played him. But I do agree with everybody. They must be looking at these wide areas. I think that... Now, we could be wrong tonight because they could go out and get a result.
There's not much there. Chernie's that only debate.
Yeah.
Really. Well, let's put Matondo...
Well, there's another one at come on as well. So he's got a wee bit of game time under him. He's got a wee bit of pace.
McCausland goes above him in the...
Yeah, and plus the fact I feel sorry for Scott Wright. Scott Wright's come in for a bit of criticism, and Justin's right. They've been worried about getting him out the building for the last 18 months, a couple of years. He's there and there, whatever. But he always seems to pop up.
Yeah.
For me, Scott Wright would be a good impact player coming on off the coming on to the pitch off the bench when it got to the 70 minutes. Look. The manager's there, he signed a new contract, the Rangers fans believe in him, he believes that's the best team tonight for, obviously, to do the job. We could all be proven wrong here. He could go out there and get a terrific result, but I'm just baffled with some of the players in the lineup.
No chance of that, Justin. I've been proven wrong. It's not worth waiting, giving these guys a chance.
I can't see where it's coming from. I genuinely can't. I mean, the one thing that Dessers needs to be able to perform, yes, his movement's good. Yes, he tries. Yes, he makes decent runs. But you need to have somebody giving him the supply. I don't see Scott Wright as the person giving him that supply. Because what Scott Wright tends to do is try and overprove a point. He tries to beat too many men sometimes or runs out of space. Or, you know, he'll try and beat a couple of men or have a shot through outside of the box the last couple of years. And you go, there's a sort of player in there. But it happens to... varied, it happens not very often, and then when he does, he tries to overcompensate. It looks like he's trying too hard to beat too many men. So the supply isn't coming for him. McCausland hasn't kicked a ball for us yet, and he's not exactly set the heather on fire. He's done well at the start of last season, but I don't see where Dessal's service is coming for. For me, Matondo should be starting ahead of McCausland all day long. He needs to get a chance, he needs to get an opportunity, and for me, the new boy needs to be starting the night, even if he only gets 60 minutes out before his legs run out. You've got to be playing him. I don't understand McCausland and Wright.
Wow, not a lot of love out there for that team selection so far. What do you think? If you give us a call right now, we'll get you on, and we're going to speak to Stephen in Renfrew next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly are here on 0141 951 1025. Quite a reaction to the Rangers team. Not even kicked a ball yet. Usually there's a negative reaction to a bad performance or result, but lots of you not looking forward to tonight's Champions League qualifier. Maybe you'll all be proven wrong. Who knows? Stephen is in Renfrew. How would you sum up that team tonight, Stephen?
Yeah, just following on from what you just said there. It's good to speak to you guys. Maybe I'll be proven wrong. However, we know, we've seen it with these players too many times in the past. We know what Scott Wright gives us, and it's not very much. We know what Ross McCausland gives us. I hear this excuse as a young player. He's about 21 years of age. He's no longer a young... He's not 17, 18 years old. He's no longer in the category of a young player. You know, he's had a number of games at Rangers. It doesn't set the hair on the light. You know, he doesn't offer us very, very much. The new players have came in, the Cherny and Proper, and we're going with a team that we've seen too many times and know doesn't give us very much. We're searching for something that's going to get us off our seats and excited, and we're just not seeing it. And I think ultimately that's why we're so pessimistic about tonight's team, because we dread what's coming, because we've seen it too many times in the past.
Talk to me specifically about the new signings. Are you understanding of that situation as to why they don't play, or are you as baffled as Gordon DL is? Because he's easily baffled, right? We would all acknowledge that. How do you feel about it?
I'm with Gordon on one of them, on the Proper. If he's fit and he's been brought in to replace Goldson, and Goldson, if he was there, would ultimately have played, because I think the manager had him as the best centre-half. God knows why he had him as the best centre-half. Anyway, that's a different subject. So anyway, if he's been brought in to be the best centre-half at the club, I don't understand why he's not playing. What happens if one of our defenders gets an injury within the first couple of minutes? Is he going to come on then? So if he's fit enough to make the bench, why is he not fit enough to start? With Cherny, I can kind of understand that if the boy's been at the Euros and he's 4 weeks off, then he may not be completely up to match sharpness and match fitness. That might take a bit of time. Yes, he played for half an hour at the weekend. The manager might be thinking they may bring him on for a similar time tonight. I can sort of understand that one, but the Proper one, I don't understand at all.
Well, Simon, you'll have seen this with Celtic in the past, and you know Celtic fans have had their opportunities at mourning about this. You know the Champions League qualifiers are there, and you know how important they are. They can set the tone for everything, not only the type of season you're going to have, but without being over the top about it, the financial security of the club for years to come. Now, I know it's not always easy and there are reasons, but it's so frustrating for fans because they're not really interested in the reasons as to how you might arrive in those Champions League qualifiers with players that aren't going to be in your starting 11 going forward, particularly if the manager sits the night before and says that one of them's fit, but he's had a busy few days.
Yeah, listen, it's the biggest game. It's only the second game. Obviously, the league's a focus as well, but it's a huge, as you touched on it, a financial gain if they get through these two ties to get into the Champions League. You would think that they would be focused in that. You would think that their best players, if this guy's coming in, would be up to speed, would be ready to go. Cherny plays a little bit of the game at the weekend. I've written down here, listen, I don't know, but Wright and McCausland, see tonight, I think Rangers are going to be defending more often than not. Are they two maybe more industrious going back the way than the likes of a Cherny or a Matondo? I'm speculating, I'm trying to work out why they're in the team tonight. Maybe that's the way that the manager sees it, that they're going to be more of a five in the middle of the park because most of the game might be defensive. We don't know, but I certainly think when you've got a guy there who's been brought in with a decent pedigree, the manager says he's fit, I'd be itching to get on the pitch. Why is he not starting the game? It's very strange.
I agree. Stephen said about Proper. I think everybody agrees with that sentiment, Gordon. Cherny, for me, he's been brought in. You've got two squad players. I totally agree with McCausland. I think McCausland's a good I'll call him a young player because he's only 21 and I'm quite old. But I don't think he's a regular starter for Rangers. I think he's a someone that will come off the bench and give you a little bit of lift. He carries the ball well. Wright's the exact same just now, in my opinion. He's a squad player. He's a sub coming off the bench to give you a bit of energy, a bit of pace. You brought in a number one winger. You're not telling me he's no fit, right? He's had more game time than McCausland's had in the last 4 or 5 months or whatever.
Do you think, though, maybe just with the way the game's going to go tonight?
Well, I know what you're saying, but I don't see Wright and McCausland being sort of an out-and-out good defenders. I think MD can track back.
Yeah.
You know, you can go and do your work. Now, he probably, if he was going down that road, if Sterling had been 100% fit, and we get back to this, he's on the bench, so he must be fit. Could you have played him in the wide area to do that job, Simon, if that was your tactics? No, I think he's going with an attacking team. I'm not criticising an attacking team, because I think that, you know, if Rangers could play and get a bit of luck tonight, they could get a good result, because they've been known to do that and shock us in that sense. But I'm a bit surprised with bringing new players in that are ready to go. In my opinion, they're ready to go, and you're still holding them back.
I'm going to try and put a positive spin on it, Stephen. Over the last few seasons, there have been times when you just think Rangers are written off in Europe, and then somehow they pull something out the bag. Why can you not still have a bit of hope, a bit of belief that that could happen tonight?
Because this Rangers team's worse than that Rangers team that got to a European final. That's the bottom line.
Fair answer.
The Rangers team that got to the European final are a better team than that Rangers team have got now. They've gone backwards, so far backwards that for the first time in 15 years I've given up my season ticket this year. Wow. And not only just because of that, because the other factors, the whole debate about the whole debacle, about playing the games at Hampden and not being at Ibrox, the whole manager not getting money, no transfer money and stuff. It's just an absolute, the club's just a shambles, to be honest, and I'm just scummed with it. And I've just made the decision this season that I'd rather just watch from afar. And first time in 15 years, and I never thought I'd see the day, but yeah, here we are.
Happy new season.
Yeah.
Not everybody's feeling good about it.
I wonder if there's any positive Rangers fans out there now.
There must be, there will be.
Yeah, I agree with you, Gordon. They're the kind of team that we've sat here throughout the last couple of years and probably wrote them off. And they've come up with some terrific results, especially away from home as well. So as much as we don't agree with the team, right, that's just a matter of opinions, they might just go out and produce
because
it.
Because obviously I take Stephen's point, those teams were maybe better than this one, but also feel like the opposition is good, but it's also not, it's not as bad as it could have been at this stage of the competition, and the incentive is there. Again, every Champions League qualifier is going to be tough. You know it is. But 20 and Salzburg, again, it could have been worse.
Yeah.
Rangers need to at least try and get the finger out.
I just think, I know what you're saying about the opponents. I just think if Rangers were in a better position, you know, just...
Well, that's what I mean. That's where the frustration
will
come from.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. And I think they've started the season, they've kind of stuttered through pre-season a wee bit. They've not got the result that they wanted at the weekend. And this is just the kind of add-on. But I accept the opponents aren't as strong as they possibly, you know, they could have met.
Scott's in Paisley. How are you feeling, Scott? What have you got for us?
I'm feeling all right. I will be honest with you, I turned the radio off after listening to the guy's Easter this, because I just couldn't listen to it anymore, to be honest. The fact that he's talking about John Souter baffled me. I want to make a point. Why is Diamande, of all people, still in that team? Diamandi was worse than Mandon against Hearts of Tynecastle. Lawrence, again, Lawrence is all right. McCausland, I've heard about getting a bit of grief, but you can't say he's a young boy. The boy's a good player. But like, he fights for the badge, he fights for the jersey. That's what we need. We need players in that part that are going to fight for that badge and jersey. And obviously I heard him saying he was popping off to the bookies to go and put on, what was it, Kiev minus one goal. I've got Rangers 2-1, Dessers and Tavernier anytime, so both are starting, so it's both looking good for me.
There we go. We found a more positive Rangers fan. I don't mind it. Scott, so are you more understanding then? You've no issue with the fact that Robin Proper doesn't play tonight?
Mate, you need to understand that guy's just moved to a foreign country. We're all human. Do you know what I mean? Like, The guy has to get his living in order before he can actually decide, just kick a ball effectively. It's like,
I want to be understanding, Scott. I consider myself very understanding, but what does that mean? I mean, he's here, and see, if he wasn't fit, fine, but the manager said he was. He'll surely want to go out there. Should he not want to go out there? He's been brought in as this like leader type. When you say, you know, he needs to come and get his living sorted, what do we mean? Because he's in a good enough headspace to make the trip, so he's not picking his paint samples just now because he's there, he's on the bench, he's fit according to the manager, not me. So can he not find 90 minutes?
Yeah, no, it is frustrating.
I agree with you. You make a great point there. See if the manager had left him in Glasgow and come out with that explanation.
Yeah.
Everybody like Scott and Paisley would have said, yeah, I totally understand that. I might have even went down the road of going, yeah, I understand it as well. The guy's in Poland. He's there. He's on a bench. What's the difference with sitting on the bench and playing?
Yeah.
And he's ready to play. So obviously the manager decides to go with Suter and Balogun tonight. I think Balogun come on at the weekend and stabilise that defence for me. He gives them that bit of security with his pace. They can move up the pitch a little bit. But I just thought he would have played tonight proper.
But Scott, at least you sound a bit more confident then. The incentive of getting to that Champions League, we all know what it's worth financially. Do you think Rangers can do it in amongst all this negativity? Prove people wrong?
I think we've waited long enough to finally silence the critics. Do you know what I mean? It's time is nigh. That's all I can say. It's time to silence everybody.
Scott, can I just say quickly,
Chris Sutton, yeah, you got to do it.
I'm a bit surprised, but where I will agree is the fact that I thought he was poor on Saturday. But leading up to Saturday, I think a lot of Rangers supporters had high hopes for this guy in the middle of the park, Diamandé.
Rangers are in no position to leave Diamandé out of the team
no,
at the moment.
And against Union Berlin, he was absolutely brilliant, I've got to say. Yes, it was pre-season. I didn't think he performed particularly well at the weekend. But you're right, Gordon. I don't think Rangers could have went over there to Poland and left him on the bench.
Thank you to Scott. Finally, we've found someone who's a bit more optimistic, so we'll see what tonight brings. And maybe if you're one of these fans that's down in the dumps, how would this sound to cheer you up? Cash register with winhappy.com. How amazing would it be, no matter who you support, to have £270,000 in your bank account to spend this weekend? Gordon Dale has just shown me some really expensive golf tees. They were £12. They were £12.50 for six. Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, lovely, isn't it?
They were novelty golf tees. Listen, just put two and two together. You know Gordon Dale. You know how his brain works.
I want to see them on your Instagram.
Just think of what type very soon of golf tees he was going to buy. Anyway, £270,000. You'd manage a few packets, and it could be the reality if you get this week's cash register draw. I will tell you how to win in a moment, but first, the most important thing: remember the amount, £270,000. Text yes to 61025. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter on the website for £2 or call 0330 880 4523. Calls charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and the entries since we opened the lines at 6 a.m. 22nd July have rolled over. So all the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website, and the lines close at 5 p.m. on Friday. To win, answer your phone within five rings and tell us this week's cash register amount, £270,000. It would be paid into your bank account straight after the call. Text yes to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Simon Donnelly are here on 0141 951 1025, and 15 minutes till kickoff between Dinamo Kiev and Rangers. Lots being said about that Rangers starting 11 this evening. A bit of an update for you. Philippe Clement spoken before the game. He said that Robin Proper is not fresh. So he said he was fit, obviously, last night. He said he had to fly home and come back again, a visa issue, and it was a tough decision not to start him. Does that win you round at all?
No.
Okay. No. Thanks. Thanks for your
short
input.
And sweet.
Let's go back to the phones. And who have we got here? Lots of people trying to get in touch. Let's bring in Joe, who's on the line. How are you, Joe?
Good evening, panel. You're kind of stole my thunder a wee bit there. I was going to come on and go mental about Robin Proper, but I believe that Robin Proper's a 30-year-old experienced football player, captain of 20 in Shada. He's took part in the pre-season and all the rest of it. To me, he should have been started before John Souter, and John Souter and Balogun should have been the back two. Now, I also want to mention this Philip Clement contract thing. The fact that that guy's been given an extended contract when he was already under contract in 2027 is, for me, is absolutely astounding. You watch his YouTube clips and his interviews, and he's just gradually morphing into the Michael Beale mold when he's actually talking. You're actually urging him to stop talking. I'm totally disillusioned with what's going on at Ibrox. I've got season tickets for me and my three sons. Now, I'm not going to go down the road of the guy that was on earlier saying he's gave up his season tickets, because for me, that would break my heart. And I would never. But I think Rangers fans are going to need to start voting with their feet. I was going through some stuff today, and since April, when the season ticket renewals came out, between season ticket renewals, bear in mind I've got three sons, so between season ticket renewals, buying the three strips, training jackets and all the rest, all the other good stuff that Castor churn out, I've gave them £2,800 since the start of April. Now, I'm fortunate enough to be in a position to be able to do that, but there's many, many people who have got kids and are trying to fork out this kind of money. Again today, we've had an out-of-court settlement with Elite Sports. Obviously, nobody knows what it is, but I would imagine we've paid some money. The club is ran into the ground from top to bottom. I'm totally, totally disillusioned with it all. We're a laughing stock in the city and everywhere else, and it's just a joke. And I think Philippe Clement should never have been given an extension to his contract. I mean, if you're under contract to 2027, then what's the problem? You've already got him 3 years. So I really don't see. I know people were saying, well, it lays down a marker to people, to players, etc. Nobody's interested in that.
But that must be what it was, though, Joey, because even the biggest Philippe Clement fans, I don't think anyone's suggesting it's because he did such an irresistible job that, you know, he had to be given more. Was it not just a sort of commitment from him to the club and a commitment from the club to him?
But how much more of a commitment does he need? He already had 3 years. 3 years is probably more than most of these managers have got in the rest of the league. He already had 3 years left. We've got Todd Cantwell, who said he wants to leave the club. Now, to my knowledge, correct me if I'm wrong here, I don't believe Todd Cantwell said he doesn't want to play for us. Why is Todd Cantwell not in that squad for these two games? Yanis Hadji apparently played a blinder in the Rangers B game the other day. Why is Yanis Hadji? If these players are getting paid by Glasgow Rangers and people like myself who are ploughing their money into us, why are they not playing? Unless they have come out and deliberately said, I don't want to play again. Well, if that's the case, fine them wages and banish them. But to my knowledge, Yanis Hadji and Todd Cantwell haven't said any such thing.
But if Cantwell wants to leave, right, we're speaking before the game. See if Philippe Clement starts picking Todd Cantwell and he doesn't perform well. The Rangers fans, like yourself, would then jump all over him and say, I can't believe we're picking a guy that doesn't want to be there. Surely.
Cyril Dessers also said in an interview three, four weeks ago that he wanted to leave.
Did he? Not sure he did.
Well, he did. He gave an
wants to leave.
And he was exploring options in Cyprus and Greece.
Now, I don't think they're the same situation, Gordon. I'm actually looking at your mic as well, and I'm not convinced it's working. Give us a wee level check. Nah. Need to put it to Simon Donnelly, who'll make more sense anyway.
Unlikely.
You know, I get that. I think I know what Joe's saying, but at some point, the old no one's bigger than the club, etc. Todd Cantwell doesn't want to be a Rangers player. Philippe, come on, shouldn't pick him, should he?
No, I don't think so. I can see where Joe's coming from as well, looking at the quality there. Cantwell was obviously round about the team, played a lot of games last year. But if you've made it known that you don't want to be there, I don't think from a manager's point of view, you know, let them go. If they don't want to be here at Rangers, playing for Rangers in a big game like this tonight, then I don't think you can pick them.
Yeah, and I mean, there's a lot going on there. Joe's very unhappy with the way things are. Joe, when you look at the weekend's game and the way the team defended, is that why Rangers fans were so desperate to see proper. You know, if the defence had performed better at the weekend, maybe they could have found a bit more patience to integrate him at another time.
Well, Ben Davies had a shocker, let's be honest. I mean, he was hooked after 55 minutes. He should have... Ben Davies and the lad ripped us apart. They absolutely ripped us apart. And Clement came out at the end of the game and said, well, he thinks the draw was a fair thing. See, at the end of the day, if Hearts had beat us, I wouldn't have had any complaints, because to be honest, I thought Hearts were excellent. But I just think, again, going back to proper, okay, I mean, he's a seasoned pro. He's a seasoned pro football player. I mean, he's 30 years old. He's not a 19 or an 18-year-old kid that you're going to throw in. Saying he's fresh, the guy's obviously fit. He's obviously fit. Why not put him in? Why not put him in? Because we've got Jan Malenko playing for Dinamo Kiev tonight. If he goes one-on-one with Suter, comes in on that inside for the right-hand side, he will rip us apart. Rip us apart, because we've got no pace. Absolutely no pace. And I think proper should be playing. And I would even have played Czerny from the start. Even if you can only get up to half-time off him, or 50, 60 minutes, I would still have took it. Because, as the caller said earlier on, Scott Wright offers absolutely nothing. He offers nothing. And I don't even know why he's getting up. I wouldn't even have him in the bench. He would be in the B team we had Jane Cantwell.
Well, again, we found one positive Rangers fan before, but I don't think there are many out there by the sounds of things.
No, I think the kind of consensus is disillusioned by the start of the season. Various reasons there. Obviously, going back to the lad proper, if there's been a visa issue, listen, I know the complications behind the scenes at times can really scupper you, but you would like to have thought that these things would have been done long before this game tonight, to allow him to be in the perfect frame of mind to start the game. Because, you know, he's came to the club and I think Clement will regard him as one of the main centre-backs, and this is a huge game tonight. Huge game. But there's not much positivity out there tonight.
Score prediction, Joe?
I really, honestly, I mean, if we come away with a draw and bring them back to Hampden next week, we'll be lucky. I mean, disillusionment. I'll never stop following them, and I'll never give up my season tickets, but I have no confidence just now. No confidence at all.
Well, I guess, you know, the two-legged nature of it, Simon, that might be the hope. I'm not sure Philippe Clement would be as outwardly defeatist as that, but there is the chance to come back next week.
Yeah.
Surely proper and Czerny are then
ready by then.
And
I think that the job for Rangers tonight is to be in touching distance, to have something there that's retrievable next week. I think that's it. Whether it's a draw or a narrow defeat, I think that would be a positive for them to come back to Hampden next week. And as you say, these players, maybe another week down the line, will start. But it will be a difficult game tonight.
I did say Gordon Dale's mic wasn't working, and for anyone who's watching the live stream, he's just sitting with his arms folded. No, he's not happy. His face is tripping.
He's quite happy.
It's the quietest he's ever been.
I'm enjoying the show.
He's just, anyway, we'll get it fixed, because it needs to be fixed for this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. How's your knowledge tonight? You fancy taking on Simon Donnelly or Gordon Dl? Step up to the plate if you are brave enough. 0141 951 1025, and the lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Simon Donnelly and Gordon Dl are here. It's 0141 951 1025 to join in. The first hour of the show was wall to wall Rangers fans frustrated at the team lineup tonight and fearing the worst. But we're underway. It's just a game of football. You never know. Maybe Rangers can get the business done. Dinamo Kiev and Rangers, 1 minute on the clock. We'll keep you up to speed on anything that happens there. It is understandable on a big night of European qualification that will take most of the headlines. But where are the rest of you, Celtic fans? We're going to hear from Nicholas Kuhn. It's yet another day where you're left wondering what happens with Matt O'Reilly. Give us your thoughts there, and anything else you'd like to get off your chest. We can look back on the weekend's action in a bit more detail if you feel we missed out last night or anything else from left field. Pick up that phone. We play this first though.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Good chance for Rangers. Good move. Yilmaz into Dessers, back to Lawrence. Caught it well, edge of the box, saved by the goalkeeper. Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. Did you hear last night?
No, who won?
Your old pal Marvin. 8-6.
He won.
What a game it was.
He won 8-6.
8-6.
Was it your multiple choice?
You're gutted if you come on here and get a 6 and don't win.
I know. That's
Big Marv get 8. He didn't get 8 all season.
I know.
He must have been working on it.
Yeah, I think he's been training. He's got a bit more free time this season as well, of course.
Don't rub it in, Gordon.
Right, let's see who we've got on the line tonight. Just amazes me. I shouldn't really be amazed at the number of people that want to phone in every night and embarrass you here on the phone. So that's kind of the way of things. Look at this. It's a Gordon from Motherwell. A third? Didn't know a third one existed. How's it going, Gordon?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Have you ever met either of us before?
No, I haven't. No, first time.
I can't believe there's just another Gordon and Motherwell out there, and we never even knew. As if we've not been invited to some sort of club.
Exactly. The Gordon Club.
Anyway, do you fancy your chances of beating your namesake?
No, I don't actually. No.
Oh,
I've been pushed into this all the time, but no.
Who's peer pressured you into it?
Oh, the missus. I love that, I bet you
he'll be brilliant.
I think so.
Yeah, 100% he'll be good.
You will go on there and will play Beat the Pundit.
I want a ball.
Or your dinner is getting bent.
No, my dinner.
I hope it was worth it. Right, heads it will be Simon Donnelly, or tails it will be Gordon and Motherwell versus Gordon and Motherwell. And it is heads, I'm afraid.
Gordon, come on, Gordon. I'm rooting for you.
Right.
I'll drop the ball off to you.
You could do that.
I know, that's what I said, I know.
Where do you live?
Don't give your exact address, just tell them roughly.
What part?
Down the north.
You've got family down there.
I'll drop the ball. You win this, and I'll drop the ball off tomorrow to you, mate. As long as your missus got tea and biscuits.
Are you still doing that as often, going and pestering your sister for meals?
Food, yeah.
I just feel like
he's looking for tea and biscuits as well.
I'm the only person that gets into my sister's and get a meal deal. It's brilliant.
Happy meal.
Because when you and I used to travel together, I got exposed to this. It's quite genuinely like feeds him, like gives him days
bags
worth of food.
Bags of food.
Shameful for a man of his age.
Right,
let's get ready. We'll give Simon Donnelly some greatest hits radio to listen to. Gordon, you have 30 seconds. Just answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Okay.
Good man, your time starts now. Who did Celtic beat in the Champions League group stage last season?
Pass.
Liam Kelly joined Rangers from which Scottish team?
Motherwell.
What was the result in last night's Aberdeen St Johnstone game?
2-1 Aberdeen.
Who did Stephen Robinson replace as St Mirren manager?
Jim Gooden.
What shirt number does Luis Palma wear at Celtic?
67.
Who's got more caps for Scotland, Barry Ferguson or James McFadden?
Ferguson.
What Scottish Championship team are nicknamed the Spiders?
Queen's Park.
Okay, let's bring back Simon Donnelly. Can you hear us, Simon?
Yes, I can hear you.
Dinamo Kiev are going on the front foot a bit.
Should
here.
Should have scored
there. Big chance. 5 yards out, header over the bar. Still goalless. Simon Donnelly, Beat the Pundit. The same set of questions, and your time starts now. Which team did Celtic beat in the Champions League group stage last season?
Oh, pass.
Liam Kelly joined Rangers from which Scottish team?
Motherwell.
What was the score in last night's game between St Johnstone and Aberdeen?
2-1 Aberdeen.
Who did Stephen Robinson replace as St Mirren manager?
Pass.
What shirt number does Luis Palma wear for Celtic?
7.
Who's got more Scotland caps, Barry Ferguson or James McFadden?
Faddy.
Which Scottish Championship team are nicknamed the Spiders?
Queen's Park.
Okay. Look, who's not your old
team,
honestly.
Poor.
A couple of simple ones there.
Celtic.
Gordon, how do you think it went?
Mine went blank.
I didn't hear
Gordon. Not talking to you.
Right,
I'm talking to Gordon on the line.
Gordon
on the line. How do you think it went?
Not too bad.
You did all right. Yeah, let's find out. Simon, you'll be kicking yourself over the first one. Celtic beat Feyenoord.
So they did.
Last season in the Champions League. Gordon is a Motherwell fan, so this should have been right up his street, to right in his area of knowledge. Liam Kelly joined Rangers from Motherwell. So 1-1 there, you both got it. You both knew that St Johnstone Aberdeen was 2-1. last night, Nicky Devlin and Jamie McGrath, and a Gavin Molloy own goal. Do you watch it?
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good game. Yeah, Aberdeen, yeah. The two up front,
the two up front,
and I'll tell you what,
Jimmy Tillene's got a bit of an identity.
What about the pass for the second goal, Nielsen,
the wee guy, the winger,
Shaden Morris.
I thought he's been there before, though. I thought he looked lively.
He struggled last season.
Yeah, Nielsen's, he looks better.
Nielsen's pass for the second goal was
brilliant, wasn't it?
You think Aberdeen look like they're a bit more at it this season?
Well, it's everything else. Can you keep a hold of Miofsky? That's the challenge.
It's going to be the tough one. Anyway, Jim Goodwin replaced. Jim Goodwin, before Stephen Robinson. Gordon got that. So he's 3-2 in front. Louis Palma wears number 7. Gordon took a guess at 67. So Simon equalises. I'm going to mix the order up here for a bit of suspense. Right. I'm a showman like that.
Yeah, right? Okay.
The Championship team, nicknamed the Spiders, Queen's Park, you both got it. So we're still level. Which means the difference maker is the 50-50. Who's got more caps for Scotland? Barry Ferguson or James McFadden?
I would say Barry Ferguson.
Gordon went Barry Ferguson. Simon went James McFadden. There is only 3 in it. And I can tell you, on 45 caps is Barry Ferguson.
He's dragging
and James McFadden has 48 caps.
Gordon,
I'm sorry. Simon Donnelly's done you. It was a 50-50.
Good old Faddy.
Three caps, eh?
Honestly, I can't believe you as a Motherwell man didn't just throw your blind faith behind James McFadden. Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll still come down for tea and biscuits, mate.
Lock your door, pull your blinds down, never speak to this man again. Good man, Gordon, take care.
Thank you.
There we go. He's off the phone, his wife. See, I told you I shouldn't have gone on there and done that.
He did all right.
He did quite well. I was happy with that. It was just a 5-4.
5-4, I'm off the mark.
Oh, you lost last week, didn't you? Last week's debacle. You lost, so there we go. You are back up.
Good
and
pace
running.
To this game already, Gordon. I'm just keep my eye on it.
Yeah, give us a little run.
Well, Rangers had a good opening chance with Lawrence. Desser's good layoff, tested the goalkeeper, but Dynamo should really put the ball in the back of net for a set play. Corner kick, come over. He got it all wrong.
I think it came at him a bit quick.
But I still thought he'd adjust. But they look decent. They're starting to knock the ball about a little bit.
I know I'm in the company of two fine attacking players here, but maybe it's just me trying to cut him some slack. Does he expect it to arrive? He kind of leans back. It comes at him quickly.
I can take that on board, but I just think he'll be disappointed. I think that if he gets any connection, right connection, it's a simple goal.
Yeah, there were signs very early from Ranger Simon, we alluded to it. It was quite a good move. Yeah. Yilmaz was positive and found Dessers back to Lawrence.
Nice little set, and Lawrence is more than capable round about the edge of the box. He just kind of hit it down the throat of the goalkeeper. It was
a good layoff. Decent save, nice layoff
from Dessers, but they've not had much threat after that. We're just touching 10 minutes now.
It just feels like, Gordon, I'm not blown away, but you know, we've had a lot of real doom and gloom before this game, and you know, when you see it kick off, you think, what's all the fuss about? Can Rangers, all Rangers need to do tonight is hang in this tie, really. Really, when I say hanging, you know, coming home level would be fine. But you would think that the picture was a lot more bleak having listened to these opening phone lines, and in fact, Cyril Dessers almost spinning in the 6-yard box.
Rangers are doing well, getting the ball down the right hand side. I think the referees
and ball.
Yeah, for Dynamo. They look lively, Rangers. Of course, if they can keep their cell in the tie, it's a massive bonus. The only disappointing thing is Rangers are usually in Europe good at Ibrox on those nights. Unfortunately, they need to go to Hampden, so it'll be interesting how they adjust from that, Gordon. But I think Rangers look sharp in the opening minutes. It's a good game, end to end. I've got sneaky just looking at that Rangers might score here.
Might nick a goal. It's like everything else. There's so much negativity on the phones tonight, but the great thing about football is it can turn straight. You know, one result coming away with a decent result here can turn the whole thing for Rangers.
Yeah, you know, sometimes, Gordon, we've seen it a million times. You get that stylistic difference in Europe that can just suit teams a bit more. And, you know, there does seem to be spaces here for Rangers to pass into. Obviously, they need to then execute that, and it and that brings its own challenges. But like I say, I know it's early, it's a relatively small sample of 11 minutes, but you're not watching this and thinking that
they're under severe pressure.
No.
And plus the fact, I touched on the fact there about Rangers playing at Hampden. Obviously Dynamo are playing in Poland tonight. So, as I say, I thought Rangers have started the game in the first 11, 12 minutes. They're knocking the ball about well. They look confident. They've been up the pitch. They've created a chance. So it's a good sign so far.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. 01419511025. Of course, it was bound to be a lot of Rangers build-up calls. Hold on, let's hold fire. I thought James Tavernier had a good chance. It's out for a corner.
Yeah, he's got to shoot
across the goalkeeper. If the goalkeeper,
the way he can strike them,
I was going to say, yeah. We're now in the stage. Maybe we're going to hyper-analyse everything that James Tavernier does at the moment. But I'll do it anyway.
Should have shot there.
Does a prime sharp James Tavernier get out of his feet quicker and get a strike away?
Yeah, I was a bit disappointed that Tavernier never took that on. He's got it in his locker. Even if the goalkeeper saves it, Gordon, yeah, you can get a tap in off it. I thought he picked the wrong option.
Okay, let's switch focus a bit because Andy's a Celtic fan on the line. Andy, how are you?
I'm very well, Gordon. How are you?
Good, thanks. What are you thinking tonight then? Sitting back and enjoying not having to play these pesky qualifiers by any chance?
Absolutely. Yes, it's a wee bit of a nerve-wracking time in it. And hopefully, obviously, all of the teams do well for the coefficient.
You don't mean that.
I probably do, to be fair. But listen, that's... I'm thinking, it's not a selfish reason I'm saying that. We're at the point where we're coefficient, and I don't want to get into too much technical details, but we're coefficient, I think we're the 10th country just now, which gets us that guaranteed European spot. We're going to lose that. And if the teams don't start performing in Europe, it'll be very, very difficult to get it back. And being in the Champions League, which was sort of taken for granted, might go, which means I think it puts a lot of emphasis on these last couple of weeks for Celtic. I'm not panicking whatsoever. And my thought is that I think we will bring in a couple of big players in terms of finance. But I think that will be determined by moves at other clubs. Maybe somebody again sitting who's third choice for a Man United and who might be fifth choice in a couple of weeks' time, so therefore we become a wee bit more attractive. So I'm not worried about that. What I'm worried about, however, is having seen the standard, and I know it's very early doors, I hope that the Celtic board don't think that they don't have to do an awful lot, because that Champions League experience, if we're not careful for the country, we could lose it forever.
Do you think there's a danger of that, Simon? We've been through this all summer. To be fair, Andy says he is relaxed-ish, yeah, about, you know, Celtic doing some business. And yes, we know you might need to wait on that player that Man City don't have plans for, or Man, yeah, United, whatever it is. How do you feel about it now?
Oh, very similar to Andy. I think, you know, comfortable in the knowledge that the transfer window is the end of August. It gives you a little bit of time. I know there's a wee bit of frustration out there because players haven't come in, but on evidence at the weekend, they look super strong domestically. I know the Champions League's a different level completely, and I think listening to Brendan Rodgers after the game at the weekend, that's acknowledged. You know, he wants to still bring players in. If in an ideal world, if they can hold on to the players they've got just now and add to that, they'll be super strong going into the season. I said last week in the show, and there's huge speculation around Matt O'Reilly, I still think he possibly will move on. I hope I'm wrong, but I think
has that worry intensified with this Brighton stuff? Do you think that
there's going to be speculation every day? You know, if it's not Brighton, it's somebody else. There's been teams linked with him throughout the summer. In fact, since the turn of the year. The good thing from Celtic's point of view is it hasn't affected the lad. He looks level-headed. He looks as if he's focused on the job at hand. If something happens, it happens. But I agree with Andy. I think they will bring in 2-3 possibly before the transfer window is finished, because I think they do have to. They have to, you know, have competition there. It's a lot of games. They're going to be competing on four fronts. It's a new format, so I believe it's two extra games in the Champions League. So they're going to have to strengthen.
Can't disagree. I know that Celtic fans are a bit concerned. I know that our own Hugh goes on about the 10, 11 weeks, and it's very hard to argue with that. But I think the board will be making sure that Brendan Rodgers is backed. He deserves to be backed. I don't think they'll look at Sunday's performance, and say, oh well, we've got enough to go and win the league, we were excellent. They've got to add to it, because I think Simon makes a good point. There's a lot of games this season, and plus the fact they need cover in positions.
You have to assume it doesn't work like that. This notion that Brendan Rodgers is actually hoping that Celtic take the foot off the gas at 2-0 so that the board thinks they need players. Surely at that level it's not working like that.
No.
Surely.
No, not at all. I think they've got a plan set in place. Sometimes it is a bit frustrating for supporters that new players aren't in the building. For instance, we can all argue the case, Kyogo, centre forward. If anything happens to him, they're caught short now.
Is that a bit of an issue, Andy? Because I take your point, you're relaxed sort of overall. But there's sort of two arguments here. Firstly, you know, can Celtic bring in real quality to make the team much better? But also that numbers game, Celtic have no other striker. They have no backup left back either. Does that surprise you?
Well, maybe, well, based on the initial premise that I said they need to bring a couple of players in, you would hope that...
He's offside.
Hold on, sorry. Rangers have conceded, but I assume the flag...
I'm not sure.
The flag is up. We'll take another look at it. Sorry, Andy, on you go.
So it's not a goal, no?
No.
Not for now.
Sit back down.
We said that obviously at the start of the conversation we're talking about Taylor only bringing a couple in. At the moment, we've no this season went out and signed project players, right? Which is a good thing to me. We're getting some people off the books. I believe we had to maybe get as much as 7 or 8 off the books and 3 or 4 on, and the 3 or 4 complete for first place. So why not go out and sign 2 quality players in the areas we need? Centre forward being one of them. I like Taylor, to be fair, but there's not been competition for a number of years. I think maybe left-hand side at the centre-back is still, at the Champions League level, there's a conversation to be had. So if we're only going to bring two or three players in, why not target those areas of the team?
Yeah, listen, it might well be that. I think, though, particularly in the striking area, it's going to be hard to find someone who definitely goes in ahead of Kyogo, isn't it?
I think the sort of
level he's at and...
Do you know where I'm with the striker? I think it'll be hard because I think Celtic, believe it or not, and only in my opinion, need to.
Well, they do.
Going forward.
I think Brendan Rodgers has said that, has he not?
Yeah. And to bring 2 strikers in and...
Two more,
100%. Mm-hmm. And I totally agree with Andy. I think that Taylor, I like Taylor. I think he's been excellent for Celtic. Mm-hmm. But they need a bit of cover there as well. Left centre back, yes, I agree with that as well. If O'Reilly... goes to wherever he's going to go, because there's a lot of people out there, and you know what like it is, if someone comes up with the right money, then Celtic are quite within their rights to go and sell him. So they may add into the middle of the park. I know Bernardo's come back, but I think they would leave themselves a little bit short, because it keeps coming back to the one thing, there's a lot of games.
Just quickly, Andy, will Matt O'Reilly be a Celtic player by the end of the window? What's your gut telling you?
I can only say hope so, Gordon. Don't know.
We'll see. All right. Thank you very much to Andy. Just quickly then, before we move on, it is still goalless. Dynamo Kiev 0, Rangers 0. The home side, home away from home tonight, did think they had taken the lead. It was actually a really nice move, a shot from outside the box. Butland could only parry it, and it was headed in on the rebound. We've just seen one replay, Gordon, and it was a good bit offside, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a good decision. A bit worrying for Rangers because. It was good play, but I thought Rangers had an opportunity. I think it was Tavernier to clear it. It gets out to the lad. He plays. He has a terrific shot. Butland, sort of a... Is it a good save or does he spill it?
I don't know if it did go through bodies a wee bit. Yeah,
so we'll cut him a bit of slack. But fortunately enough for Rangers, they're a great effort.
Ross McCausland, maligned on these phone lines before the game, cuts in and curls one off the outside of the post. A brilliant effort, really. From the winger.
Fantastic effort.
And clearly 20 minutes in, which is a good enough chunk of the game, this one could go either way. So strap yourselves in. 01419511025, and we'll speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Gordon Dalziel and Simon Donnelly are keeping an eye on Dynamo Kiev against Rangers. 25 on the clock. I think Rangers may have a corner. James Tavernier involved down there. Gordon, how would you sum up what's been going on?
I think it's a very good game. I think... You know, it's end-to-end. Rangers are putting a little bit of pressure on now with this corner. Yilmaz has got to swing one running with his left foot. Just prior to that, Dynamo Kiev had a great chance, a great strike from the edge of the box. Yeah. But when I look at it, I would expect Butland with the quality he's got to save it. But this game ain't going to finish 0-0.
No, quite lively. And Rangers have done well in the first 25 minutes. They've had a couple of opportunities. McCausland with a great effort off the post. They've won another corner here that Yilmaz is just about to deliver.
Yeah, it's a poor one. As we
front post.
See all too often. I know it's a real bugbear of lots of people, just the defender at the front post makes easy work of it. Jack is in Hart Hill. How are you, Jack? Oh, Jack, can you hear us?
Hi, can you hear me?
Got you loud and clear. Just bear with me a wee second, Jack. What I'm going to do is give these two their full-time teaser quickly first. I forgot I had to do it, but I'll just read the question. Don't even give me any answers. Right. Just leave it bubbling away. Craig and Paisley sent it in. Thanks, Craig. Can you name the last eight teams that Rangers have played in the Champions League? No, no, hold on. Let's do six in the group stages, right? Let's change that, because that doesn't work for me, that question. Just things that annoy me. So can you name the last six teams Rangers have played in the Champions League group stages? Okay, I'll leave it there. Right, take it away, Jack. What's your point?
I'm listening, obviously, to the start of the show, and I'm just hearing a lot of kind of doom and negativity from fellow Rangers supporters. My call's about Cyril Dessers. I'm firmly behind the guy. I believe there's a player there. I was looking earlier on at Alfredo Morelos, his first season at Rangers. He scored 14 goals. Dessers, his first season, scored a hell of a lot more. I know it's a different team and a different setup, but still, people are talking about the fact that Dessers misses more than he scores, but that's a prerequisite for a striker, surely. We were advised or kind of given a heads up that I think it was one of the De Boer brothers said that he's a player that plays on confidence, and when he's on form, you wonder how he ever played without him. His movement's phenomenal. I think he's a clever, clever boy. And I just think when you've got your own fans panning you, what chance has the boy got? I'm fed up with the entitled, spoiled kind of attitude. And I said to the producer, I don't know whether it's cultural, a generational thing or anything, but this instant demand of it's no working, change it right away. The FIFA generation, as I like to kind of dub it, it needs to stop. If you support your team, get behind them. Aye, you pay your money, you're allowed a voice, and I get that. But just this spoiled, entitled, demanding nonsense. I mean, what are we doing with Clermont? We could do these guys online. We could shoot their veins in sharps because they seem to know all. But I'm firmly behind. I'm firmly behind the gaffer. But I'm firmly behind Cyril Dessers. I think there's a player, a phenomenal striker in there, and I think it's just waiting to come out.
We did this dance last season, Gordon, many times. I don't know how it's going to develop this season. Let's say Cyril Dessers had moved on in the summer, right? Mm-hmm. Or moves on in this window. There would be lots of people would tell you that he was a flop. And then other people would point out that he scored 23 goals for Rangers last season. I don't know how we ever reach common ground with those two opinions that are at the opposite end of the spectrum. And at times you can kind of see where both are coming from, because I know he misses a lot of chances, and I know the eye test isn't always brilliant, but how could somebody who scores 23 goals in a season be as, you know, be described as that?
I like Dessers. There's something about him. Now, I know he comes in for a wee bit of criticism, especially at the weekend. I like the fact that he was in for the chances. I thought he was unlucky. I think he gets his sell into good positions. He's one of these guys. He's Marmite, isn't he, for a lot of Rangers supporters. I just see that the fact that the lad did come in, he had to prove himself week in, week out, because sometimes we were getting phone calls, you know, criticising him. He bags 22 goals, Gordon, which is a decent return. This is a big season for him.
Ah, you're right, because I looked at his 23 and one was for his country, so you're right, 22.
Yeah, so there's something about him, but it's like every other striker. You can only score goals if you get good service. So it's up to the guys in the wide areas that Rangers play, and obviously in the middle of the park, to provide them with that service. Yes, he misses a few chances, but I like strikers that do that. I'd rather look at a striker missing two or three chances than walk off the pitch and say, I didn't have a sniff at goals today. So I agree. I think there's something about Dessers.
I'm not saying he's immune from criticism, Simon, but I do wonder if after a while it becomes a self-fulfilling thing. As an example, at the weekend, the header that hits the bar in the post,
yeah,
I mean, what are you meant to do about that? It's a big chance, but it's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate. Yeah. Here's another, here's another move.
It sits up quite high for him.
But here's another move where he cuts in, and I like his movement. He disguises it. He creates his space for the shot. It's blocked down. I agree with Daz. There's times when you talk about the eye test. There's times when I watch him, and he'll do something unbelievably good. 22 goals isn't a bad return for your first season at Rangers. And I get what Jack's saying there. I think at the beginning, I think the guy suffered badly from confidence. I think he came out and said it himself. I think he was getting a bit of stick. But I thought he grew into the position as the season grew on. Now he knows what it's all about. This season he'll be looking to better that. But I think he takes a wee bit of unnecessary criticism at times.
Jack, you on to tonight. I mean, is your optimism or your understanding of Rangers' position extending to tonight? Because a lot of your fellow fans don't have much hope.
I understand. I think you've got to be, and I know realism is a rare commodity in Scottish football, right? But look, we've got to be playing playoff games, right? And I mean, I've seen people last night going, "Oh, you know, when Lammers bags a hat trick against us, we need to get through Kiev first, right?" And I'm driving. I've been listening to you guys' coverage of the game. I'm driving home to work, and look, I think the manager is making a statement sometimes, right? I mean, he doesn't always say what he wants to say, but putting that team out, I think as well, he's making a statement at both saying, look, we do need other bodies in. And he has come out and said there will be some more in. But we need to understand where Rangers are financially compared to our rivals. And we should, you know, unfortunately, but, you know, it's a two-horse race here, and we need to stop kind of looking across the garden fence. We need to just get behind the team and do what we can with what we've got. And I'm called a happy clapper for it and all that, and I don't care. I was going to Ibrox in the early 90s, and I know the glory days. But for a club that came back after what we went through, we've won all three domestic cups, and we've been to a European final. We're doing no bad. So I think just get behind us.
Thank you to Jack on 01419511025. Well, the Rangers fans who are over at the game, the ones watching on TV, Gordon, I don't think they'll be too disheartened with what they've seen. They might have been annoyed at the team lineup and predicted that it wasn't going to go well. There is still time for it to go wrong, but so far, happy enough.
Yeah, they've grown into this game. Some great passing movement there, especially down the right-hand side. A lot of Rangers play tonight is down with Tavernier and McCausland. McCausland had a terrific effort. It comes off the post, Gordon. I think that Clement and everyone concerned with Rangers and the fans, I'll be quite happy with this. You know, they're dangerous, of course they are. They've got players that are a bit of quality there, but I think Rangers are doing okay just now, but they've got to make sure they concentrate at the back, because pre-season they lost a lot of goals. I know they had a clean sheet against Hearts at the weekend, but they just need to make sure that they don't give this team any encouragement.
I said this before the game, Simon, and it can get lost in the negativity or the fear. I'm not saying Dinamo Kiev aren't good. Of course they are. But in the Champions League qualifiers, you're probably going to have to face good teams. Yep. And this route could have been worse.
It could have been worse.
You know, for a situation that's way more important than Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Yeah. They're not even playing at home. You go through, if you can negotiate your way through this, you're talking about an Austrian team or a team that would be out with the top couple of strong teams in the Netherlands. Rangers do still have a chance. I know everyone is on about the kind of crisis, but they've got a chance.
The evidence in the first 34 minutes here is it's not as if they're playing away from home, albeit it's in Poland. It's no back to the ball stuff. Rangers have their fair share of possession. They're pressing Kiev. They're forcing them into making mistakes. They're catching them out on the counter. It's a reasonable performance so far for them. So, you know, we've got another hour to obviously negotiate here, but I think Rangers fans will be happy with the first half hour as Tavernier works it down the right here again.
Yeah, we didn't see much of him Saturday, and that will frustrate everyone, because that's one thing, Gordon, that whatever you think about James Tavernier and whether this has gone or that's gone, that was a fairly simple chance just to cross a ball in, and he's fluffed it into
it. It was good play by Rangers. I keep saying it, they seem to be targeting down this right-hand side. Tavernier's getting a lot of space with McCausland. He's got to do better there. That's what I'm saying about Dessers. You talk about guys scoring goals. The wide man's in a good position. put it in and at least give them something to go and go for. The one thing I've noticed about Rangers tonight, pressing very high.
Yeah, and pressing just forced Kiev into another mistake there. They've kicked it out of the park a couple of times in this left back area.
0141 951 1025. Of course, we'll bring you up to speed if anything happens in this game, but nothing doing yet. The closest Rangers have come, probably that Ross McCausland effort that hit the post, but they have had a few sniffs. The home side had the ball in the back of the net, but the offside flag was up, so no harm done. I read you your full time teaser. We didn't really get round to it, so let me thank Craig and Paisley again for sending in. And if you want to submit a question, you want to hear your question tackled by the pundits, the address you need is fulltime@clyde1.com. fulltime@clyde1.com. Can you name the last six teams Rangers have played in the Champions League group stage?
Was Betis one?
No, it was not.
Dortmund?
Nope.
Liverpool?
Yes.
Oh, Liverpool 7-1. Yeah, great shout.
Chance for Kiev, edge of the box. Actually a decent opportunity, but blazed way, way, way over the bar.
Eindhoven?
Nope, that was a qualifier.
Ajax.
Yes.
I knew there were a Dutch in there.
Napoli.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well,
you're good at this. You on Rangers TV as well?
Steady. I've only got three of them.
We'll leave it there. You're halfway there. Pretty straightforward. I don't think we can grumble at that. Just watching, is there an issue with Jack Butland? No, I thought Leon Balogun was coming over to take the goal kick, you know, in the way that often happens if the goalkeeper's struggling.
Okay.
I think they might just have been having a small discussion about what was to follow. But the Rangers goalkeeper's in absolutely no rush, just gets the team up the pitch and goes long. It was something Rangers were really criticised for at the weekend, Gordon, was too many long balls. And then strangely, not really seen that tonight.
Yeah, they've played some good football, especially through where they've given the ball away cheaply here, Gordon. They could be under a bit of pressure.
Wait in case Kiev score here, because they're in the box.
Yeah,
and they have.
It is.
The Gordon DL curse. Dynamo Kiev 1, Rangers 0. Yarmolenko with the goal. And it's actually a really good move.
It's a very good move. It doesn't
cancel out what we'd been saying. Rangers had been playing pretty well, but the home side, that was a dangerous move. Down the right hand side, flashed across, and Andrei Yarmolenko converts from close
range. They
give
the ball away cheaply in the middle of the park. Yeah, they get their pocket picked. And once that happens, all of a sudden, I keep talking about the defence. I don't know who
it is. Yilmaz gets caught, and all of a sudden there's a danger.
There's a space down that left back position where, and you look at Suter, he's dropped deep. What a terrific ball. By the way, I'll tell you what, when they get possession of that, that's a terrific goal, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
terrific.
A very good ball.
It's much easier in Europe because we don't need to give credit to the opposition as much. There's a lot on that mistake though.
Yilmaz shouldn't be getting caught there, and
but there's a lot to not like about that from a Rangers perspective, though. No, sorry, from Rangers, I think there's a few things. Yilmaz first.
Yeah.
John Suter, has he got Yarmolenko?
I think.
Or should he have?
I think you look at the ball in. I think he's drifted off him brilliantly at the back. It has to be fizzed in at that pace.
Be fair, Simon. See, the minute they win that ball, they know the left back is wide open and they expose that. Yeah. And I've got to say, the ball driven across is terrific.
Perfect.
Easy tap in. You know, you're looking at probably Balogun saying to Butland, look, let's just get in at half-time 0-0.
No, and Jack Butland's scrambled a bit with a clearance, but John Suter kind of bails him out. And Yilmaz will hope to do better on the ball on this occasion. Give us a call then. That's the beauty of the game being on whilst we're here, Rangers fans. How disappointing is that, given that you had performed fairly well up into that, and Kiev go on the attack again. And Rangers just need to be careful here, because 2-0 before the break would be a disaster, and it goes over the bar. How are you feeling about it now? Give us a shout, 01419511025, and we will speak to you next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West, 0141 951 1025, Clyde 1 Super Scoreboard.
Approaching half time then in Dynamo Kiev against Rangers. It's still 1-0 to the hosts. That Yarmolenko goal about 5 minutes ago, the difference between the sides as we approach the break. The half time break might be the perfect chance for you Rangers fans to call and let us know what you made of the opening exchanges. Rangers got a wee shout for a penalty there, Gordon.
Wee bit clumsy.
Yeah, it was a wee bit clumsy. His Desser's just inside the box. He's taking a sore one.
I mean, it's not coming to anything.
No, I'd be disappointed if that was given against me. But you're obviously shouting for it. There's no doubt in that.
I mean, the defender has got a lot of his shirt. That's not the bit that makes him go down, though. He seems to think he was kicked in the back.
Yeah,
but
I think back of the heel. Tangle of legs.
Anyway, John Paul is a Celtic fan. What's your point tonight, John Paul?
It was just two things. One about my own club, and I say the Rangers fan earlier, and I actually agree with him, but I can't believe that, you know, Clement got a 4-year deal, because I don't see him there at the turn of the year. That's just my opinion, because I don't think there's much money to spend, and I just think I don't think he'll be there at the turn of the year. That's just my opinion.
So what, you think he would walk?
No, I don't think he would walk, but I'm surprised he gave him a 4-year deal, because I don't know if the money's there to actually pay him off either. But I'm more interested, like my other appointment with Celtic, like they never like, leaving it at the last minute all the time, you know, like waiting on to sell someday. Like before, they used to gamble on the Champions League playoffs before they would spend money. Now they're waiting to like sell Tierney or sell Jota or sell O'Reilly. These, at least put Big Ange got the signings in early and go to my full pre-season, because that ends up an excuse, you know?
Yeah, I think that's where lies the problem, because Postecoglou seemed to get his work
so good
done.
At it,
yeah, he? Work done. But he knew the market where he liked
he
to
going,
shop
yeah.
as well,
yeah.
Which helped, of course it did. I think that looking at Brendan Rodgers, he's not just got to settle for bodies. He wants quality. He wants the right quality. If he has to be patient, and I'm sure Celtic fans are a bit frustrated with it, because all the talk about is the money they've got and we should have players in. And I totally agree, because we keep harping on about it if anything happened to Kyogo, and they're a bit short in the left-back position as well. There's one or two. If Matt O'Reilly leaves, then that leaves a gap as well. But I'm sure behind the scenes, I'd be very confident that Celtic will be bringing in players before that window shuts.
I think Matt O'Reilly will still be around, John Paul.
Aye, I know, but I think Brendan Rodgers already proved before that, you know, he walked before and left out, and I was surprised to come back, to be honest. He went to Leicester because I think he's been fed up, no getting the money. He strengthened the squad because he took him as far as he could, and this is not the first time this has happened.
I don't think that was the case. I think he walked out because it was a lure of the Premiership. Leicester, he come back because at that time he was out of a job, and it was a chance to come back to a club that he was so successful with. So no, I don't look at that. I think Brendan Rodgers is sometimes frustrated. Of course he is, because he's a manager that likes to prepare. He likes to get everything sorted early. It's not happened for him. He's come out a couple of times, and you know, I don't want to get caught snoozing and stuff like that. I'm sure that Celtic are working very hard behind the scenes to get players in.
The other side of it as well is, I think the team that I've seen at the weekend looks as if it's even more cohesion and slickness about it. There's players there that came in halfway through the season. Kuhn being one who I think's went up a level, because he's been there 6 months. He knows the players. He's working with the manager and all the stuff they're doing in training. I agree, they can't rest on their laurels. They obviously, and as I say, the manager himself said at the weekend they want to strengthen, but at the same time you do have to, I mean, if they go into this season with that midfield, that's a pretty strong midfield, but realistically Matt really moves on, so then you have to shuffle about. But I think they already have players in mind. But if anything, from, you know, the bit of frustration with Celtic fans, I thought they looked really slick at the weekend, and I think that comes from familiarity with the boys that just came in maybe halfway through the season, getting up to speed and working with their teammates, little links like Sakun with Kyogo.
Thank you to John Paul. The halftime whistle has gone. Dinamo Kiev 1 Rangers 0. So why not squeeze a call in on how you felt that first half went to Rangers fans? We could do one before the end of the show, so call us right now, nice and quick. 01419511025. Sum up that first half. The scoreline's the important thing, Gordon. It's disappointing for Rangers. There's not been loads in it, so they'll be disappointed at how wrong they got that moment that led to them going behind.
Yeah, and I think that the performance, if we forget about the goal just now, the performance was good. They were getting a lot of joy down the right-hand side. created one or two nice wee chances. McCausland was unlucky with his effort at come off the post, but you always thought they were a threat as well, Gordon. Let's not be kidded here. And the minute Yilmaz lost the ball, they're a very knowledgeable team. They knew the space was in that left back position.
Punished them.
And they punished Rangers there. And it was a simple tap in at the back post. Look, 1-0's not a massive disaster. I wouldn't like them to lose another goal, but I think there was positive signs in the first half.
Quite comfortable up until that point, Simon. And of course, on whatever radio station Dinamo Kiev fans phone in, they'll be purring over the way they went about the goal. But for Rangers, Yilmaz gives it away quite softly.
Yeah,
and they're picked apart thereafter.
Yeah, and the cliche is you don't get away with it in that, at that level. And Kiev have punished them, simply. You know, caught in the ball, used the space that he's out of in transition. But it's a well-worked goal from Dinamo Kiev's point of view. But again, there wasn't a lot in it. I think, as Daz says, Kiev showed, you know, they're a threat. They can threaten, but they didn't have many. I think Butland had a couple of saves. I know they had the ball in the net offside, but I thought Rangers were doing okay until that mistake. And again, the old cliche, at that level you get punished.
Is there scope for Rangers to tweak anything, Gordon? I don't think it's been a performance that requires us to criticise people and say they've been bad, but there have been a few that have been quiet. I've not really seen Scott Wright on the ball or involved in any way.
But he's working very hard up and down the left hand side, Gordon. As I said, and I've said it from maybe 10-15 minutes into the game, Rangers seem to target down that right hand side, and I think they've been successful. I don't think, look, they've lost a goal, they'll get punished from a bad mistake. Yilmaz has lost the ball, lost possession, and all of a sudden the team punished them. I don't think Clement will be looking and thinking, right, okay, I need to change two or three things. I think he'll just keep it steady just now.
Andy's a Rangers fan. What did you make of the first half, Andy?
I thought, I'm saying it before the game there, I was a wee bit worried, but going through that full first half, we actually looked not too bad. We're looking quite good. And I know other boys were saying about Wright and McCausland. McCausland was so unlucky at the post. But I just think we can maybe get a wee result here. A draw even. I'm looking forward to the second half now.
Would you just stick at it, or would you make a wee change at the break or any time soon?
Well, I would probably try and bring on the boy, that boy, the midfield boy, and maybe Stirling or something, or Matondo. You know what I mean? Because I think some of the players are looking a wee bit tired. But Scott Wright, no, for me, no. He's done, I know Gordon's saying there about what, but he's not done enough for me. McCausland, on the other hand, has actually done no too bad. But again, he's looking tired, so I think he will make a couple of changes, but I've got a wee bit more confidence now.
Yeah, listen, I think the bar was set, listening to our phone calls, certainly. The bar was set very low, confidence-wise, before the game. So even although Rangers are losing, it probably has come as a sort of weird, twisted, pleasant surprise to the Rangers fans, who somehow thought it was going to be a lot worse than this.
Yeah. I know what Andy's saying about right down the left-hand side, but I don't think he'll change it just now.
No.
Take away that mistake where they get punished. If they get in there 0-0, they'd be over the moon with that. They've still got the opportunity. Of course they would take a draw. They'd bite your hand off now for a draw. As long as they don't come out and lose a goal very quickly and put themselves under severe pressure. If they keep playing the way they're playing, they're creating nice chances, they're getting the ball into good areas, a little bit more quality from the right-hand side, Rangers could get back into this game.
Yeah, and as we said, you know, a draw is absolutely fine, isn't it? On a way, first leg.
You would bite the hand off for a draw, I think. And they've showed enough going forward. As I said, they've hit the post with a great effort from McCausland. But I'm just watching the highlights back here. This team are a threat going forward here. We see the offside goal again. There was no doubt the lad was in an offside position. But Rangers have showed enough there. They've got one or two, the Cherney lad on the bench that maybe after an hour introduce him. But there's a wee bit of hope there. You know, for all the negativity before the game, Rangers have done okay.
Jeffy is actually out warming up, so maybe Yilmaz off for Jeffy, but we'll see. Thank you to Andy. Right, you two have got work to do. Who are the last six teams Rangers have played in the Champions League group stages? You've got Napoli, Liverpool and Ajax. So you need the three from
Man United.
The time before that. I can't believe he's done that to you.
Well, done what?
Simon came up with that. I heard him.
Did you?
It was Man United.
I had that written down. What about Monaco?
Wait, who else was in the group? Man U, Rangers,
Spanish team. You're going to name them all now, aren't you?
Valencia.
Seville. Valencia. Valencia. See, well done. Okay.
Are you going to get one?
No. I got my new.
The last one.
Neither clue.
Turkish.
Galatasaray.
Nope. Our old pal Kenny Miller ended up playing for them.
What? In Turkey?
Mm-hmm. He's been everywhere, hasn't he?
Oh, well, his teeth not. Fenerbahce?
No.
Who did he play with?
Begin with a B.
Besiktas?
Nope. I knew you were going to do that. Bursaspor. Oh,
did Kenny play with him?
He did.
Oh, brilliant.
Anyway, thank you, Gordon DL and Simon Donnelly, and thank you for your calls, your tweets, your company. Hopefully you're enjoying Scottish football and European football and it all being back. So we'll see what happens in the second half of this game tonight, and then you can react accordingly tomorrow from 6 o'clock. 01419511025. Get it in the phone. We'll speak to you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your night.